here, and welcome back to Otaku Puppy Podcast. Back to speak with something a little different for you guys. Just some general anime discussion. Or movie discussion, I guess I should say. I'm talking about the... Sorry if you hear vibrating. Sorry about that. My phone's going off. But yeah. Movie discussion. Talking about the new Spy Family movie. I went and saw the Spy Family movie in theaters Sunday. Actually, I'm recording this Monday night, so I went and saw it Sunday. I had totally forgotten a movie was even coming out. A friend of mine, she told me about the movie. She was like, "Are you going to see the Spy Family movie?" I was like, "Oh, yeah, maybe." And so she's like, "Well, I'm going on Friday to see it. You got to go see it." She saw it Friday, said it was great. So I told my other friend, I was like, "Hey, we got to go see it." He said, "Of course." And so, yeah. And so me and him went and saw it Sunday. As you can see, my whole friend circle here, full, just like Otaku zone. We all are from high school together as well. So that's the whole thing. And so, yeah, like, okay, so great. So he said, "Yep, we can go see it." So we went and saw it Sunday. And yeah, it was hilarious. I love season one of Spy Family. Season two, I was kind of hot and cold on, but the movie totally makes up for it. The movie is hilarious. Just to kind of give you guys a gist, if you haven't seen it yet, it's about them going on a trip. Of course, the trip is really a mission, but there's also some, like, miscommunication things. There's some espionage, there's some fighting, there's some poop, for sure. There's, most certainly poop. That's totally, totally hilarious, and if you see it, you know, it's like my friend was saying, if you watch anime long enough, there's certain things in anime that's just like, you can't even explain it, you just say, "That's anime." It's all you can say to it. It's like, "Yep, that's anime," and like, this is what that is. Yeah, it's pure insanity. There's some really good fighting stuff. There's them on that plane, on a plane crash that happens, and it's really good. There's also this general at one point who's like a total douche. And he's like the main villain of this movie, because it's pretty much him and his crew versus them. No spoilers really, but overall, it's a really hilarious movie. I highly recommend it. We watched it dubbed, and it's my first time ever watching it dubbed. And God, what's the daughter's name? Aya, I think. I think I'm getting the name wrong. But anyway, the voice for the daughter, it's so cute that it's just hilarious. I'm used to the Japanese voice, and I swear the Japanese voice isn't that cute. The dub voice, it's so adorable. It's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's such an adorable little kid voice, and it just makes you just smile and laugh at the same time. It's amazing. So yeah, if you haven't seen it, check it out. I don't know how long it's going to be in theaters, or if it's kind of rotating around, but if it's not in theaters, if it's available online somewhere, check it out for sure. It's definitely worth the watch. It's not very long, but just long enough, and the plot just keeps going. There's really no real downtime in the movie. Everything is kind of full force. The story goes. The action's pretty heavy the action's heavy, the story's heavy. It's just a really, really, really well put together movie. I really, really enjoyed it. Cannot recommend it enough. So yeah, just enough. And it ends very well. It ends very well. And you can tell it sets up more plots, which of course it does, because there's manga and all that kind of stuff. But it just sets up you could tell more to come. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. Also, her brother's in the show as well. The military dude, he's in it. He doesn't do much. He's some comedy stuff in there, but he's also there. But yeah, so yeah, if you haven't seen it, I recommend it. So yeah, that's enough of me rambling about the movie. It's a 10 out of 10 for me. Check it out when you get the chance. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. As always, I appreciate it. Don't forget to check out the links below. If you have seen it, what'd you think about it? Don't forget, you can If you'd like to support the podcast, you can. If you do, then leave me a voice message with an animated review. Whether it be good, bad, or somewhere in the middle. Just remember 26 episodes or less. And yeah, I'll be back next week with a news hour for you guys. I did an OVA last week, so now it's time for a news hour. So I'll be back next week with a news hour for you guys. And yeah, until then, Maho out.